a little bit about adult learning. Back in the day, people would join a company, start a career, and stay there for 30 or 40 years until they received that gold watch before walking off into the sunset. Well, it's no longer like that, is it? With digital disruption, AI increasingly looking as though it's about to be used in most industries, most of us are looking at several career changes. ETC is a sponsor, so we thought we would dig a little deeper and ask Kristen O'Neill, team leader of Career Transition Assistance Program, what it's all about. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Kristen, what are the challenges that middle-aged job seekers face when changing careers?
Oh, yes, we have quite a few, actually, that pop up when we do our CTA program, which is Career Transition Assistance. Those challenges are usually outdated qualifications where their current skills may not align with the current industry standards. So we have a look at that and explore different avenues that they can update their qualifications. Confidence and self-doubt is very high up there as well, because after years in one role and stepping into a new one, they can feel like it's actually intimidating and overwhelming. Confidence and self-doubt is a big one. Modern recruitment practices is also another big one, a big challenge that they face, because there's a lot of online applications, recruitment processes, and just digital interviews and that sort of thing, and just how to navigate that. There's also a lot of the participants who come in, it's definitely about ageism and the parts around that as well. So we navigate conversations around that, and that mature age job seekers or have a lot of life skills and experiences that they have to offer.
Okay. Well, how does CTA help people identify their transferable skills due to the fact that, yeah, they were in that particular place for such a long time and now they're moving into some other field?
Yeah, no, definitely. So during Career Transition Assistance, the actual program is designed specifically for people aged 45 years and over to help them re-enter the workforce. So the program is definitely specific to their actual needs. So we recognize their transferable skills from previous roles, such as communication skills, problem solving, teamwork, or any leadership skills that they may have, even if they've been at home, like an at-home parent for years and have never even had paid employment. They may have picked up new skills along the way, such as volunteering at the school canteen, even doing role. There's a lot of communication that's involved, ordering, using cash registers, and also with co-workers. So even if it's not an paid position, there's definite transferable skills that are within those areas. I think with any of us, any task perform creates skill sets, and it's just sitting down and actually thinking about that, which we definitely do during the program.
Lovely. Kristen, I've got a couple more questions to ask you. Do you mind if we pop off to a song break and I'll come back to you as quickly as I can?
Not a problem at all.
Thank you. Stay with me.
Okay.
We're welcoming back Kristen O'Neill, and Kristen is the team leader of the Career Transition Assistance Program. Welcome back, and thanks for staying with me, Kristen. I've got a few more questions here for you. Okay.
Not a problem at all.
Now, could you share a success story with somebody that did complete the CTA?
Absolutely. So one standout story is we fondly know it as Glenda's story. Mm-hmm. So Glenda had worked in hospitality for over a decade, but she wanted to transfer into another career. And she wasn't sure how to pivot or use her experience in a new field. So after enrolling in the Career Transition Assistance Program, she improved her digital skills, built confidence, and learned how to tailor her resume and apply for different jobs with the different ways that positions can be applied for. And then with the renewed confidence and the support of the CTA trainer, Glenda's landed a role as a customer service representative in a call centre. And she described the program, the CTA program, as a joy, which we're just so really proud of her. And she couldn't wait to attend each session, because the program goes for 6 weeks, and it was 2 days a week, and she couldn't wait to attend each of those days. So So now she's absolutely flying and absolutely loving her newfound career path.
Good on Glenda. I'm jealous almost. Mm. Now, Kristen, what advice would you give somebody over the age of 45 who is unsure about re-entering the workforce?
Oh, wow. Just don't underestimate the value of your experience. I think we are our own worst critic, but you need to understand that you hold such value that you can share with within the workplace. And just remember that you've built skills over a lifetime, so many of which are highly transferable. So my advice would be to start with self-reflection, identify what you enjoy, what you're good at, and what kind of work that fits into your lifestyle as well, which is important. Seek support. So programs like CTA, Career Transition Assistance, offer tailored guidance, training, and job search help, which some of the skills, you don't know what you don't know kind of approach. So yes. Our program really does highlight some key things to know. And definitely look at upskilling if you need to, and that can be done in ways like volunteering, attending short courses, doing any digital literacy training. I know at libraries, they've got some libraries have got free digital literacy sessions and advice that they can give. You don't necessarily have to be paying for the course, so to speak. And doing certifications and short courses also helps boost your confidence as well. And two more things that definitely before I go is to definitely be open to change. So you might not land your dream job immediately, but every step forward builds momentum. And that once again builds that confidence. And last but not least is just stay positive. Employers value maturity, reliability, and life experience. So the next chapter could definitely be your most fulfilling. So just try and stay as positive as possible.
Kristen, I think what you're saying there sounds incredibly exciting to me. However, it can be challenging to consider that, the status quo. But as you've heard, help is available. We've been talking to
you. It definitely is. So come and see us at ETC because we'd be glad to help you.
Yes. And we've been talking to Kristen O'Neill, and she is the team leader, Career Transition Assistance Program. So keep that in your mind, ETC. Thanks for joining us this morning and keeping our community connected, Kristen. And if you'd like to hear this interview again, go to the 1015fm.com.au and search podcast. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you for having me.